Good morning. This is Mark Bull with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 18th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn up 0.75 cents at 668 1/4, December wheat up 3 cents at 809 3/4, and Jan beans up 2 1/4 cents at 1419 1/4. The big news this morning is the crude oil is currently down $4.12 a barrel on its lows. It's at 77.52. It's about $2 away from taking out the recent lows. It certainly continues to look weak to me. Stock market is higher. It's up 179 points, but I'm not sure it'll stay there with the crude down as much as it is. Really didn't have too much effect on the grains overnight, closing higher out here. The Argentinians came out and said they've got a new soy dollar, which will give farmers an opportunity to sell soybeans and reap a higher price than they normally would. So Argentinian farmers will be more prone to selling soybeans than they have in the past. We know the Chinese have been buying beans here in the last couple of weeks. They're trying to beef up their hog herd. It looks like they're still going to need imports, and I would think that should be supportive of hogs long term. I don't know how much more they're going to be buying out here as the Brazilian supplies start making their way into the market in the next 8 weeks or so. I think the Chinese are going to try to hold off as much as they can, but obviously they're pretty desperate to be coming in here and buying our beans this late in the season. We've got the supplies, so they have been buying here, and that's positive for the beans. But overall, I just don't see much out here that's going to compel this market to move higher. We haven't really seen any export announcements this week. I wonder where the demand is going to come from out here. The dollar is basically steady here, 106.56. The metals are basically steady. So it kind of, it should be maybe a little bit of a short covering day out here. But with the crude oil down 4 cents a barrel, I'm just not sure that's going to happen out here. The weather around the country, it still looks dry in the west, but, the wheat's basically in. They've had some moisture, so that'll be a little bit helpful. The rest of the country, certainly east of the Mississippi and really anywhere east of Minnesota, Iowa, and that corridor, they're in pretty good shape out here. So it's basically the winter wheat, the hard winter wheat, that's got a bit of a problem out here. But overall, I still think we're going to have very big supplies out here, more supplies next year. And the pros, in my opinion, are going to be very willing sellers on the rallies out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.